Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is Thursday, September 24th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website. Or you can check us out on social media, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. We are all across the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and what? I'm excited that you tuned in today because we have another power-packed episode on our new fall season. Yay! So we're talking about willpower, and unless you've been underneath a rock, or just kind of missed out on the past few episodes, you know we are getting it in on this subject right here. And today is going to be no different. Today I am joined by my friend, my coworker, my colleague, Ms. Sanquinta Miller. Hello, Sanquinta.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. We want to thank you for coming and joining us this morning. I was talking to you a little bit earlier, and we were talking on, of course, the subject of willpower, and I was like, in my reading and studying on the subject, just to make sure you know I'm giving out the best and most relevant information, I noticed an author said willpower is directly linked to self-determination. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it actually is. It does have a lot to do with our determination. Willpower, one thing, let's get something clear, is one thing we want to understand that willpower and strength are two different entities. I know a lot of people say willpower and strength. They do go hand in hand, but they are totally different. Strength will give us the ability to walk away from something that we know may be harming us in life or causing us damage or detrimental to us in life. Willpower is what gives us that ability to stay away. And that does bring back to determination, because in order for us to activate the willpower, we have to be determined to do so. Not everybody is determined to really walk away from something that they know is wrong or something that may cause them fear or trauma in their life. So they would tend to stick around. It's almost sort of like forcing them out of their comfort zone, if that makes sense. So it does have a lot to do with determination.
Okay. Now, see, she has educated even the host today, because I was saying that willpower is the inner strength, and now you've broken it down and say it's two separate things that work together to help get you towards your goal.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I love it.
Yes.
Okay. So in your life, have you had a recent or maybe even a past opportunity to use your willpower to get you towards or closer to a goal? Or as you're saying, like further away from something you did not need to be attached to?
Well, a little bit of both. I will say one of my biggest problems is I used to have a real anger issue. And my anger steered from a lot of things in life, a lot of things that I went through and saw. But one of the ways that I felt the need to deal with my anger is to fight. I used to be a fighter. And although I can say I had the strength to say, no, I'm not going to put my hands on this individual, it still took that willpower inside of me. I had to become determined to say, hey, I had to find another way to counteract that. So fighting wasn't going to do nothing to get me in constant trouble and headed down an even worse world than I felt I was currently in at that moment. You know, I had to cultivate that willpower. I had to, it's almost like nurture it. It took a lot of fasting, a lot of praying. I had to develop a more intimate relationship with God in order for that willpower to really work for me. And it took that. It took having to be filled with the Holy Spirit, having to build that one-on-one relationship with God, where I was able to say, hey, God, this is where I really need you at. This is where I need your help at. But if I had to first make my mind up that I had a problem that I needed God help with, I had a problem that I needed to oversee, and I needed his help. And again, feeling like everything I went through gave me strength to do so, I still didn't have the willpower to do so. And that is what I had to develop. And even today, constantly develop that willpower. Willpower is something that you have to nurture every day. It's not something I can wake up today and say, okay, I've conquered knowing how to walk away and deal with my anger. But by any split second, that willpower can cease because I failed to be determined anymore and I started to hold on to it and I can go back to my old ways. So that's one area of determination and willpower that helped me was to deal with my anger and the issue that came along with it. It was not easy, but like I said, through daily fasting and praying and just being determined and understanding that today I have willpower. But what am I willing to do to make sure that tomorrow I have willpower and the next day that I operate in my willpower?
And so what were you willing to do to make sure that you're operating that? Just keep cultivating it and making it stronger or looking towards
a
brighter goal?
I had to. One thing that I'm going to go back a little bit. One thing that also helped was to find out who I was as an individual, not who other people said I was, not who other people tried to make me out to be, but I had to first become confident in myself, not so I had to lean and depend on someone for guidance all the time. Yeah, don't get me wrong, we do need, God will send people in our life to help give us guidance, but a lot of times we can use that as a crutch. Well, when those people are not around us anymore to push us into our goals, to push us into our dreams, push us into our desires, we have nothing to fall back on but the Spirit of God and the willpower that He gives us, that anointing that lives within us. So we have to learn. I have to learn how to tap into that. And it does take, like I said, constant studying. Have to constantly keep myself in the Word of God because that is what helps to keep me. And when I am angry, I know how to go back to the scriptures and find different scriptures that tell us to be angry but sin not. So I had to first understand, okay, well, let me first understand that it's okay to be angry. I had to learn how not to operate in that anger.
Ooh. And so what are some of the tools that you use? Because a lot of us have anger issues. A lot of us have road rage. A lot of us have stuff that's built up inside of us that we have not dealt with. So you said there was fasting, there was meditation, there was studying, and then there was deciding who you were, not just who all the what all the labels were that were put on you, and those are the tools that you used to overcome.
Yes.
Hotness.
Yes, I had to.
Hotness, I love it.
because it is really hard, And one thing, willpower can be a real tricky subject because a lot of people do see it differently. But it simply is what it is. It takes willpower to get from A to B because I can have the strength all day long to stand up on my two feet, but do I have the willpower to move my feet? You know, so it goes neck to neck. Just because I stand up doesn't mean I want to walk toward a goal. It could just be I'm standing up. I have to have, it takes willpower inside of me to begin to move my feet toward my goal. But a lot of people would say, I have strength, and that's good enough. Strength alone is not good enough. We can look at the story of David and Goliath. David has the strength to stand before Goliath, but then it took willpower for him to even pull back a slingshot. It's a willpower for him to even stay at this spot. So, yeah, strength got him in front of Goliath, but it still took willpower to put all that work that he did in action. And that's one thing that we have to understand. We have to be able to put our willpower in action with our strength. So if I say I want to, I can have a goal all day long to get up and go to the gym every other day of the week. And I may wake up in the morning with the intentions to do so. I may even get up out of my bed, brush my teeth, dress myself. But then, as we all know, there's a person hit a tire point. So I can get up, brush my teeth, get dressed to go to the gym. But somewhere in the midst before I make out the door, decide, you know, I'm just going to wait. And I'm not going to go on Monday. I'm going to go on Wednesday. That's the next day I'm supposed to go anyway. So I'll just make up for that day on Wednesday. But when you have willpower that says, no, enough is enough. I am determined to drop this weight. I'm determined to get in shape. I am determined to live a healthier lifestyle. That is when I'm able to walk out that door, get in the car, pin my car and drive and get to the gym, actually go in there and do what it is that I set myself out to do. But if not, if I don't have willpower, then I will constantly get up and say, oh, I'm going to go, well, I'll go Tuesday, or I'll go Tuesday. I have the strength, you know, to get up, but do I have the willpower to actually push myself, motivate myself, encourage myself?
Okay. So the strength is there, but you got to add the willpower to it. It's like one of them power packs, like the Pop Rocks candy. Like, it has the ability to pop, but it won't pop until it meets with the saliva or liquid. And so our strength is in the pack, and we can have it all day long. But until we add whatever is needed called willpower to make it pop, nothing's going to pop in our life.
Exactly. You have to be able to have that inner strength.
That is awesome. Okay. Yeah. So I'm trying to maintain some sort of composure because you done made me all sorts of happy over here. So you had issues. And matter of fact, you're saying you still have an issue with anger, but you see the bigger picture and you have gathered the tools through life experience to use your anger in another direction or to even dismantle your anger when it arises.
Right, right. So now what I do is I use whenever I'm frustrated or whenever I'm angry now, just like we give it with kids or anybody else that you try to give coping skills to and stuff. One thing I've learned to try to do is fall back on the Word of God. There were different scriptures that I had to hold on to, and those scriptures is what helped to carry me. I had to understand that I had to sometimes be able to listen and not so quick to speak. I had to learn all those different things because a lot of times my anger stemmed from me wanting to be so quick to speak but not really hear what is being said to me, not wanting to receive what is being said to me, even though it was not all bad. But I had to first open my heart up and say, okay, hey, let me really see what is going on. So now what I do is I take all that extra anger and energy and I channel it into using somewhere positive. So instead of me getting mad over a situation, I use that as a learning opportunity now. So I just continue to build my head up a testimony that says, hey, you know, I remember when I was faced with this obstacle, this is how I overcame it. And I remember when I was faced with this obstacle, and this is how I overcame it. So I have to begin to build up bricks that says, hey, instead of me getting mad at this situation, I'm going to just jot on this brick this day, this time, this is what I went through, but this is how I overcame it.
Wow. And so kind of off subject but on subject, do you, like, keep a journal or anything so you can track your progress and do you do that?
Yes, most times I journal. I have a journal now that I had some years ago, and I actually look at it every now and then, and I see where I was today, maybe 5 years ago, to where I am now. What was I journaling about? And most of it had to do with me being upset. Somebody that made me mad, or I want to do this. And I look at where I am now and how I may handle that same situation. Totally different. Totally different. But I had to develop inner strength and willpower to be able to look at some things that just outright foolishness and say, you know what? It is not worth my time. It is not worth my time at all. And everything now is a learning tool for me. Everything. When I go through something now, you know, even though sometimes that flesh want to rise up, but I have to go before God and say, okay, Lord, help me put this flesh under subjection to you because it will not take me back. I will not allow it. And that's another thing that my inner strength tells me to be able to do. My willpower will help me to say, hey, you know what? I know what I was 10 years ago, and I refuse to be that same person 10 years ago. My desire is to be greater than I am even now. So why set myself way back 10 years in the past when I keep moving forward? Look at this situation. Then yes, 10 years ago would have set me off, but because I am determined to get to the next destination in my life, I am determined to win. It's as simple as that. Losing is not an option. Yeah, I may fall down sometimes, but every time I fall, I have to have that willpower to stand back up, dust myself off, and tell myself that it gets better. So what my situation now does not define who I am is where I'm trying to get to.
And so you've set new personal goals for your life. You're not the scrappy fighter that you once were in one sense.
No.
You have turned that around. And so how do you respond when people still want to hold you to what you used to be? Because we all have those people in our lives, girl, I remember when you, oh my gosh, and they want to hold you to that.
And that, you know, it's funny you brought it up because that is one thing that people like to do. And now, don't get me wrong, I am by far not soft at all. You know, I have the ability to spaz out, but like, I choose not to. And one thing that people will do is they will try you. They will try you to see just how you're going to react. And I'm reminded, whether it be friends or family, I'm reminded by I've had encounters with teachers and bus drivers that had me when I was younger that reminded me of how I was and how I acted. And what I now tell them is, but look at what God has done. Yeah, I have a past, but that past has developed. That past even helped to develop me to who I am now. So when those conversations comes up, I used to feel uncomfortable, but now I'll talk about it. Now I'll talk about, this is how I overcame it, or this is what was going on in my life. And at that time, I didn't realize my worth and my value. So I felt like I had to respond to all sorts of foolishness that came my way, versus now I don't feel the need I have to respond, but I'll stand back and let God deal with it.
All right. And so comparing when you were dealing with it and comparing now when you're letting God deal with it, who does a better job?
God definitely does a better job. And I don't have no stress with it.
See?
So I don't have the repercussions that could come with me making the wrong decision. Because right now, for me to act like I used to act 10 years ago, I have too much to lose. And no matter how mad I get, I have to still step back and remember, God has allowed me to be in a position to build some things for myself. And he's given me the ability and the connections that I need to move forward in life. And all it takes is one setback, one incident that can set me back. It's like building bricks, and I'm building my life up, and I'm stacking bricks and bricks and bricks. But all it takes is one person to come and move the wrong brick from out of my stacks of brick, and all my bricks tumble down, everything that I've built up. So when I look at that, I think about my life now, and even though it's not perfect, and I'm still striving to get to a place where I can say, Lord, I made it, which in reality, we'll never get to that place, because once I have one goal set, I set another goal, I set another goal.
Yes.
But being able to look back and say, I've accomplished all this by the grace of God. But this is how I used to be. I was the one they said wouldn't make it. I was the one they said would never be anything. I was the one they said would be locked up before I was 18 or dead before I was 18. I was the one they said was going to be a failure, just like everybody else, another statistic. But I didn't make it here on my own. Again, it took me having to say, you know what? I am determined to win. And when you make your mind that you are determined to win, willpower begins to develop. That becomes your biggest strength. And therefore, you can apply your inner strength and your inner will and power with the ability, with the strength and the ability to be able to move forward, put them two together, and you're forced to reckon with. And that's what I now stand on, is I take my strength that I feel I have, but most of all, I allow the willpower inside of me that says, I can do it. And right now, there's too many things I feel like I can't do. I tell myself, you know what, I can do it, and I do it.
Yes.
But it used to be a time where I wouldn't tell myself I can do it. It used to be a time where I hid behind low self-esteem. I didn't have confidence that was needed to push myself. I didn't have all of that. Even though many people, there were people that believed in me and there were people that said, hey, there's greatness in you. I see it. There's greatness in you. And at the time, I didn't understand it, nor did I receive it because, hey, I only knew what I grew up around and I only knew what I grew up around and what was familiar to me. And when I began to tap into who God said I am, and that was the biggest key as well, is who do God say that I am? Not what everybody else has said that I was, not even what I had told myself that I was, but who does God say that I am? And at that point, I was able to, you know, like they say with the Eagles, I was able to soar.
Oh, and there it is. Steve Harvey says it like this. He's like, I am who I am, and I was who I was, and I'm okay with both of them. Because a lot of times people will try to hold us to what we were or the actions that we used to partake in. Like, oh, remember, and you have to remind them, that's great. I was that person. There was a caterpillar moment in my life, but I had to go through the cocoon, and now I am who I am. And I've come out transformed, and I did have to use willpower, and I did have to use strength, and I did have to pray, and I did have to fast. And there was something transformed on the inside of me that made an external difference.
Yeah.
And I love hearing those stories because it gives hope. And in the line of work that you're in, I know that you're using your story to make a difference for others.
Yeah.
So has it become easier for you to share share your truth? Because some of us are like, oh, nah, I'm not telling them this. I'm not doing this. Or are you sharing your truth with the young ladies that you're working with, or how does that work for you?
I share it. I don't walk around and say, hey, I used to be this, this, and that. But I look for opportunities to share it because there's a time and a place where everything needs to be shared. Even when you touching back into your past, there's a certain time. You want to make sure that the timing is right because my testimony could either empower or discourage someone. So my goal is for my testimony to always empower someone, never to discourage them or make them feel less of themselves or make them feel like, well, hey, if she did it, then I can do it. Or she acted like that in the past, and I'm sure I should be able to get away with it. But no, I use it to empower each young lady, even some adult women, says, hey, you this don't have to be you. You don't have to live like this. What they said about you, you don't have to apply that to your life. You just let that bounce off of you. Mm. You know, you can move past that because I did it. And then I will go into my story. But it used to be hard for me to always tell my story because of shame. It's like you almost have a way that you want people to view you. And I've never been one that I wanted people to view me as perfect, but I didn't want people to really know all of my past. And even now when I talk to some people and tell them a little bit about my past, it's kind of like, really? And, you know, you can see the expressions all over their face, like, are you serious? Like, you know, but and everybody can't handle that. Everybody can't handle the things I used to do.
Right. I know you and I, we had a couple of personal conversations, and you just have such a sweetness about you. And then when you come with the, I used to be a fighter, I used to, what? No, you didn't. Sit down somewhere. That was my first impression.
I get that all the time.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm reminded that the best apple pies are made from Granny Smith apples, and Granny Smith apples are sour. And so just because you start off a certain way doesn't mean you end up that same way. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you are
exactly. Because the bulk
like
of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're like the apple pie in my life. I love it. But go ahead.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, and like I said again, the bulk of that all had to do with me coming into reality as to who I am and loving myself. A determined person, I can't move in determination if I don't love myself. Because if I don't love myself, I'm not going to push myself to do what what I, the flesh, feel like I can't achieve, or what other people, I feel like, well, what are they going to say, or how are they going to think, or I don't want to let nobody down, or, you know, I may fail in that area. And but when I built up my self-esteem, when I built up my confidence, when I had to, and when I say my, I don't use the word likely, because it was all, it took nothing but the grace of God to help me be able to do that. It was Him that had to give me that strength and that power to be able to focus on just myself and say, hey, okay, now look, St. Quinta, you got to do some things differently. And sometimes you got to have those conversations with yourself. You got to be able to sit there and say, you know what, you're not a failure. You can do it. You can achieve. I used to be one of the people that stand back, and I'll see everybody else make it, and I'll help push them to their goals and push them to their dreams.
Right.
And whenever it came time for me to push myself, I didn't have the strength to do it. I didn't have the willpower to do it. It was like I kind of hovered up in a little cocoon, like a turtle in a shell.
I didn't
know how to move forward.
That's so funny that you said that, because you hit on two things. You say something that my sister says all the time. You got to love yourself, which is what she says, and then something that I say all the time. You got to talk to yourself. You have got to be the voice of reason in your head. And the fact that you call yourself by name, that's what I did too. Like, look, Jashina, you're going to have to get this together. And I've got
to.
Yeah,
you got to.
Yeah, because
you got to
like,
talk to yourself.
Right, and he's always like, all right, Foster, what you going to do now? And I'm like, who is he talking to? But he would be motivating himself and encouraging himself, even on a difficult hold and difficult situations. And so that I kind of grew up with that. I was like, okay, so it's not crazy to really talk to yourself. It's empowering. And so even now, with the situations I'm facing, I'm like, all right, Shelton, what you going to do now? And you have to decide, are you going to enact your willpower? Are you going to be what they say? Are you going to speak your truth? Are you going to live your truth? I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that you also said that you spent so much energy encouraging everybody else. But when it came down to you, you was tapped out of energy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Exhausted.
Wow.
And that happens all the time. That happens all the time.
Like you put $5 worth of gas in your car, and then you drive all around helping everybody else, and then you forget to get your groceries, and you're at the grocery store on E. Like, ah!
Yeah.
How did this
happen?
Yes.
It's just like it. It's crazy. It's like, and but that is how, just like you said, you put $5 in there, and then next thing you know, you look up and you back on E, and it's like, but I didn't go nowhere.
Right.
I ain't even really been nowhere.
Right.
That's how it is. That's how life can be related. We fuel up for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take us too far. But in our minds, I'm putting $5 in my gas. I should be able to go all over the city. When we know with gas prices and stuff, that's not going to happen. It's probably going to get us back home, and it's going to look like we're putting it in the first place. And that's how it is with our life. And when we set goals for ourselves, it's like fueling up. If I just put $5 worth of time into me reaching my goals, how do I expect to achieve or reach my goal? It takes time. Consistent time, consistent training, consistent planning. Most people that pursue, that has businesses, they start off with it. They start off on fire. Their zeal, they're excited about it. They're telling everybody about it. They're making plans. And at that moment, that willpower is activated. They move. But somewhere down the line, before they finish all their planning and they finish all their grant writing and proposes, and before they finished putting their team together, they either got discouraged or they felt like, this is just too much for me to handle. And they abort their base.
Woo.
You know, and someone else comes along, you'll see someone else comes along, and they'll take that same business plan or that same ideal, and they follow all the way through with it. But the key thing is this: if you ask somebody that has actually walked through their whole business plan and has gotten and accomplished the goal that they set out, they had to lose some things in the midst of all that. They lost some relationships. They even probably was halfway in debt, but they never gave up their willpower that says, you know what, this is my dream, this is my goal, and I'm not going to stop until I have accomplished that.
This is my purpose.
And that
yes.
takes willpower.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So we're at the closing part of the show. And is there anything else? Like, are there any closing thoughts that you would like to leave the people with today? Because, I mean, you've hit on so much goodness, I'm going to have to listen to the replay about 3 times on my way to work today.
The only thing that I would just like to leave with the people that are listening to today is that although it would be good to hear people cheer you all the way to the end, that may not be so. The biggest key is to know how to cheer yourself to the end. Know how to motivate, encourage, and lift yourself up. And, yes, as good as it may sound to have someone to give us all kind of accolades and tell us how good we're doing, we may not get that. And be okay with people leaving as you're on your journey to greatness, and be okay as people come as you're on your way to your greatness.
Whew. And on that note, I can't even follow up. We'll just end it right there. Thank you so much, Ms. Sanquinta, for being our guest today and for empowering and letting the words that you speak just marinate on us. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. It was an honor to be a guest on the show today.
No problem. I trust you will be back. I'm just saying, speaking that, you know, into existence.
Anytime. Right. It is definitely an honor.
Oh, thanks. And for all who are listening, as always, we want you to tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But this weekend, we really want you to walk in peace and walk into your willpower, despite what was said about you and what you're saying to yourself. Start saying new things to yourself. Listen to this broadcast over and over again if you need to, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because she really dropped some powerful stuff on us. And may the God of peace walk with you, rest with you, keep you and abide with you henceforth, now, and evermore. Y'all have a great one, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you.